sinners, and saints. Dust off those horns and halos. It's time for Alan After Dark.
How you doing, sinners and saints and bitches and taints? Hope you're doing okay. I hope you're feeling well. I hope you're feeling sexy. I hope you're horny if you want to be. I really am horny, I gotta say. You know, something happened last night at a happy hour that isn't unusual, but it hasn't happened in quite a while. I was having a good time, drinking a little too much, chatting a lot with some friends, and there was a guy who was sitting at the bar. He's been there a few times. Not my type as far as physically. He reminds me of a man who's married to a woman living out in the suburbs in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, probably with 2.5 kids and a station wagon. Oh, an SUV. People don't do station wagons anymore, do they? It's an SUV, right? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he has a bit of an attitude. He tries to put on or portray the macho man to the hilt, Mr. Butch guy, and it really doesn't work. Kind of like the brooding, quiet type, but really wants all the attention. The typical male, the kind that believes that everybody thinks they're the hottest thing in town when they're not even cold boogers on a paper plate.
What?
I was kind of making my rounds, talking to different people, moving up and down the bar. And I go around to my friend Donnie, who just happened to be sitting beside this guy, the guy with the attitude. And honestly, I hadn't been paying attention to this guy. It's just that he was kind of in my line of sight from where I was sitting versus where Donnie was sitting. I go over closer because I'm walking back and forth. And Donnie just all of a sudden says, "Look at him, look at him." I'm like, "What? He's got his dick out." What? I look closer and I'm like, "Well, he does have, well, yeah, that's, yeah, that's a dickhead sticking out there, right there."
This is great.
He had on shorts, so I guess he had had his, he put his, pulled his shorts leg up so he could get his dick out. I guess he thought he was impressing somebody, but he really wasn't. I mean, at best, I would call it a wing-dang-doodle, not even a dick. I've been around a long time, and I've seen plenty of guys whip the dick out there at the bar, you know, where nobody else can see. Some of them are worth grabbing a hold of. Most of them, however, are not. This one was clearly an "are not." And I just got to thinking about that. Did he really think that him whipping out his needle dick would impress all of us and make us want to just drop down on our knees and just go down on him right there at the bar? Well, he was in for a big surprise. Now, granted, I left. He might have got lucky right there. I doubt it. But you know what? I will give him props for having the balls to do that. Not everybody is that cocky and arrogant or that willing to get that kind of attention. When Donnie told me that this guy was married to a woman, then I kind of put the pieces together and was like, oh, that's why he's doing this. He's kind of like in a hurry. He's got a schedule. He's probably got to be back home at some point soon, and he's hoping to score a quickie or something like that, maybe. And I got to thinking, have we talked about that on the podcast? I think we have a little bit. But have we really gotten in too much detail about it? So I guess the question for this episode is, does the size of the dick really matter? Does it matter to you how big his dick is? I've said it before, I'm almost positive I have. You know, maybe I have some memory problems, but if it's someone that I really have feelings for, deeper than the physical, the size of his dick doesn't matter to me. That I could care less about that. The dick size isn't always what leads to pleasure. And if you're a top, does that really matter in the first place? I mean, I know tops suck dick too. I mean, what's the point of having a dick if you can't suck it? That sounded really stupid how I said that, but I think you understand what I mean. For me, if Henry Cavill was in my bed and I see that his dick is no bigger than a pinky, that don't matter one damn bit. I will go down on that thing and I will suck him dry. I have an attraction to the whole package, not just the package between his legs. I could think of many guys like that. Patrick Wilson, the father of horror these days. He was in the Insidious movies. He's in the Conjuring movies. And if you look through his library of movies that he has performed in, oh my God, he's hot as fuck. And it wouldn't matter how big his dick is. Even in one of those movies, he takes his clothes all off and you see him from behind, but you get one of those peaks of his balls and his dick bouncing down as he's ripping his clothes off. Honey, I ain't kicking that out of my bed. I don't think you all would either. Justin Timberlake, I think he's hot as fuck. I'd do him. Henry, Patrick, Justin, they could be as small as my little toe, and I would ride those dicks and moan like they're the biggest dicks in the history of mankind, because it's more than just that piece of meat hanging between our legs that gets me going. And I think if you think about the guys you find the most attractive, the ones you're the most attracted to, you would say the same damn thing. Because if it was just about the dick size, oh, homeless guy Bill down the street with his 15-incher, you wouldn't give a second thought about jumping on that thing if all that mattered was the size of it going up into your Kool-Aid. So yeah, you all can see where this episode's going. So let's take a trip back in time. Well, as recent as 5 or 6 months ago, to the biggest dicks I've ever encountered. It's been a while since I've had to remind you that the names of people are changed to protect the guilty, the innocent, and the satisfied. But in this case, there's nobody that's going to be innocent. When I was going to the club known as Carousel, I have described several times how the dance floor was sunk in. It was lower than the rest of the club. And on three sides, there was a railing that you could stand against and look down on the dance floor at who was dancing. In the many times that I was single during those years, I spent most of my time in the bar at that railing watching people dance if I wasn't dancing myself. And there was this guy who had a boyfriend. They would come in once or twice a month. They were always there on Fridays. And the one, we're going to call him Harry. He would dance and his boyfriend would just stand at the side of the dance floor watching him dance. Harry could dance. He really did have the moves and he was impressive when he danced. It was a sexual element, even though he wasn't trying to dance sexually. It caught my eye and I had an immediate attraction to him just from watching him dance. Over the years, as I was watching them, they were together for quite a long time. I have this memory of this male-female couple on the dance floor, and Harry and the female, she was a great dancer too, and they wound up dancing together while the two boyfriends were watching. And I have a feeling that they might have done some kind of kinky four-way with three guys and one girl. I don't know that for sure, but anyway. Eventually, Harry comes in and he's dancing and the boyfriend's nowhere around. So I took that as an opportunity to introduce myself and tell Harry how great a dancer he was and that he had gotten my attention that way. Well, obviously, at that time, I had developed a reputation of being a hornball who liked to have one-night stands. Even though, to think about it, I really didn't have that many. But he knew who I was. He said, I've seen you here at the club a lot, and I asked somebody what your name was, etc., etc., etc. So, without hesitation, I invited him back to my place. And the irony was, is that he lived in the small town that I lived in at that time. So even if he didn't really like me and he just wanted to get his rocks off, he was going in that direction anyway. So we could tiptoe through the tulips and he could be on his way back to his house and not be an inconvenience. I always love it when a one-night stand has practicalities with it. Seems reasonable to me. So we get back to my place and you know, the standard foreplay that happens with a one-night stand. And then we get to the bed and the clothes are coming off and out flops the biggest dick that I had ever seen in my life. At least 14 inches, at least. And I just could not believe that a penis could be that big. But there it was. Are you all thinking that I had vodka-induced eyesight? Things may appear larger than they really are, possibly, but once I got my mouth on that thing, there was no doubt that it was as big as my eyes saw it. Since I'm not really a bottom, well, at that time, I really wasn't interested in anal. And that big old thing up in there, I would have probably been cut in two. I don't know. But he didn't seem to be that interested in it either. And since we were kind of just having like a, what felt like a one-night stand, it was just, you know, a good 69 session, a blow and come. And he did spend the night, though. He did sleep in bed with me. In the post-coital afterglow, he had to put on the drama of, I wish my dick was bigger. I'm like, fuck you, you asshole. Just begging for compliments on a big dick size. Well, I wasn't about to give him too much of a compliment. I just said, well, it was the biggest one I'd ever seen. And he probably already knew that, because I'm pretty sure he made his rounds around the club and hit up most of the guys that were willing, just like I did. Well, it became more than a one-night stand. I won't say that we were dating, but he would come over and we would indulge in 69 activity, and it was hot and fun, and he was very good at giving head. I'm telling you, he was really good at it. The thing that always bewildered me, you know what, guys, you can back me up on this. When you're having sex with a guy and their dick doesn't get hard, you feel like you're not doing something right. Well, a 14, 15 incher, it doesn't really get as hard as an average size dick does. So I was never sure that I was actually pleasing him until he would start groaning, I'm going to come. And then I'm like, okay, well, I am good at giving him the pleasure that he wants. But after a while, when I could tell that we didn't have anything else in common, there was nothing there, our personalities were so different, I just grew tired of being around him, and I didn't really want to be. For me, if a big dick could keep me committed for a lifetime, he would have been the one. But I need more than that. And so that just kind of, withered away, and we just stopped talking and calling and texting and everything. It was over. And it was like no harm, no foul. It just kind of ended. I guess some people would have used Harry's dick size and compare it to everybody that followed after that. Well, if I did that, I would have never hooked up with anybody else again. And I wasn't about to become a monk, a priest. Well, priest is a bad word to use there, because we know that none of them are really abstinent. Years later, I met a guy, we'll call him Jerry. And he was like 6'3", very tall. And that was attractive to me. And he had just this really handsome face. And there was just something about his charisma that attracted me to him. Once again, I was a single guy on the prowl, catting around on Fridays and Saturday nights, looking for a little action, looking to get off. I just remember introducing myself to him, and we started talking, and it was enjoyable. And he came home with me. And in this case, we were same process, you know, get in the house, get to the bed, clothes are off. Immediately, when the dick flopped out, I'm like, what the fuck? Holy shit. It wasn't that it was long, but it had the girth of a can of soda. And I'm like, holy shit. It was humongous. And ironically for him, it, as far as length, it was a little bit above average, but that girth was unbelievable. I was shocked that I was able to get him off relatively easily. I thought he would be tougher to get off, but he did. And in the pillow talk afterwards, I brought up his dick size, and he just laughed, and he said, every guy does. And he said he once asked his mom, where did she think that his penis size came from? Because it wasn't from his father, apparently. And she said she had no clue. She had no idea of anybody in the family that had a penis the size of his. If there was a genetic component to that, he didn't know what part of his family it came from. But once again, we kind of drifted apart. He went in a different direction in his life. We still are friends now, but it just wasn't enough. Let's flash forward to a few years later. I know that you all know that I do have a thing for straight guys, for heterosexual men. I do. I don't know what that is, but it's one of my kinks, my fetishes, one of the things that pushes my buttons. And when I get a hint that a guy that may be at the club is straight, I'm immediately turned on to that guy. Well, there was a guy, let's call him Chris. He actually was, for a period of time, a bouncer at the club that I was going to at the time. He had this jet black hair, and he had this fit swimmer's body. I think his mother was Latino and his father was American, but he had that jet black hair and he had dark eyes, and he was just so fucking attractive. And I always made it a point to try to become friends with the men that I was attracted to, especially heterosexual men, because if you become friends with them, they're more open and willing and trusting of you to please them sexually. God, did that just sound like the most nerdy way to say that? Yeah, I think it did. We became friends, even though his personality was not something that I really cared about, but I was determined to get him in bed. The company I worked for, I used to have to go to our Atlanta office about once a month, maybe once every 3 months, depending on what time of the year it was. And I decided to invite him to come with me to spend a few days down there. He wouldn't be able to do much, but he'd have free lodging and free food and all that. And to my surprise, he said yes. He went with me and the people that I worked with. We went to a Braves game, and he got drunk at the Braves game, and we slept in the same bed. Never did anything. He did that night that he was drunk after the Braves game. He did show off, and he slept in the nude, and I didn't touch him, didn't do anything, even though he kind of hinted at it. We didn't, and I kind of got the feeling now that I knew he was just using me for the trip. He was seeing dollar signs and thinking that I was naive enough to be manipulated into giving him money, maybe for his rent or taking him on more trips. I wasn't about to pay his fucking rent. I wasn't about to do anything for him other than maybe take him on trips with me in order to get into his pants. The trip was done and we come back home and nothing really happened. And I thought, well, okay, that was my best chance and it didn't happen. Fast forward a couple of months later, and I was at the club, and to my surprise, he showed up at the club. He wasn't working there anymore, and he was getting shellacked. He was getting drunk. He was getting fucked to the up. So much so that I was growing a little bit concerned about him. So I went over and was talking to him and stuff, and he says, "Hey, Alan, I come here with friends, and they're going to leave. I live in the direction where you live. Would you mind taking me home?" And I said, "Well, where do you live?" And he told me the town. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's right on my way. So, yeah, I have no problem taking you home." And so he drank a little bit more, and he was pretty toasty, and I'm driving, and he's in the car, and he's just talking. He was just talking about sex, that he really wanted some, and he was talking about all of his conquest of the female persuasion. And he, out of the blue, just said, "On our trip to Atlanta, I thought for sure you'd try to suck my dick, but you didn't even try. And I'm like, "No, because you're straight." And he goes, "Who told you I'm straight?" I said, "Well, you're just sitting there bragging about all the women you've done." He goes, "So what? I like dick too." And all of a sudden, he ripped open my shirt and was licking my nips. And I'm trying to drive, and he's down on my nipples, making me crazy. And he's sliding his hand on my crotch all the way. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm just trying to show you my appreciation." And I was like, "Well, thanks." You know, I didn't know what to do. I was still driving, and I'm like, he's making me crazy here. We get to his house, and he was living with his mom at the time. I pull up to the house and I think he's just going to get out. And all of a sudden he just opens up his pants and says, "You like my dick?" I'm like, "Yeah, I like it." And he said, "You want to suck it?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I was looking at it. I'm like, "Wow, it's not as big as I expected it to be." But then when I got to going to town on it, that thing grew gigantically. He is a grower, not a shower. And I was like, "Holy fuck, I can't believe it's like almost double the size it was." And I was like, "What in the hell? How does that happen?" Just one more of those mysteries of nature, right? But anyway, after that, he got off, he got out of the car, and that was the last time we ever talked. Do I mind? Not really. It was nice. I got him. He was a straight guy. Well, even though he claimed he wasn't, he was. And that was that. I've provided you with three examples right there. I could provide probably a dozen more. Who are you to judge me, bitches? But in each one of those, they had big dicks of a different variety. But at the end of the day, it was fun. It was nice. And for pleasure, yeah, great, wonderful. But if I was looking for a long-term relationship, nah. So does dick size matter to me? No. If I have the hots for you, I have the hots for you. Now, if the pants come off and it's not dick, it's pussy, I would have a little bit of an issue with that because we've had that discussion recently. I'm not doing the beaver bounce. Just fair warning. What a weird way to end this episode. Thank you for joining me for this Dickalicious episode of Alan After Dark. I hope it made you horny. I hope you've had fun and have been entertained. Remember, take life by the balls and be real. We'll see you soon. Thank you.